Joining the company is Matt Welsh. He is the editor-in-chief of Reason magazine. Okay, I want to start with pot, weed, marijuana, Mary Jane, and all the other names that you can give it. Okay, the feds busted Oakstra Dam University, where they teach the growing and marketing of weed. Why did the feds do that?
They've been doing that systematically since Barack Obama became president. He has raided more medical marijuana, legal medical marijuana facilities already in his tenure than George W. Bush did in 8 years.
But why? I mean, if anybody's going to legalize marijuana, surely it would be the left.
No, surely it would probably be the right, if anything, because Barack Obama can continue getting away with this, right? It's not as if people who are in favor of legalizing marijuana in California are going to vote for Mitt Romney. He knows it's a dependable vote. Meanwhile, he's terrified that there's going to be legalization in Colorado or in Washington this year where it's on the ballot.
But why would he be terrified of it? If you legalize it, make it medical marijuana for all, surely the people who want to use marijuana, a substantial voting bloc, would vote for President Obama.
Well, the thing is that the drug war has always been a bipartisan enterprise. The concept of the drug czar that we have was invented by Joe Biden. So this is something that there are interest groups that have been there all along, the Prison Guards Union in California. All of these different interest groups are lined up behind it. There isn't a powerful voice lined up behind legalization so far.
Could part of it be just the idea that this executive branch usurping powers from Congress, the Supreme Court, and especially states? Within the state, you know, just their urge or need to have all the power and to crush people who go against their power, even constituents.
Yes, but the great thing is, from the point of view of us who want to legalize marijuana, is that the feds only have so many cops. You know, if you look at people who are actually enforcing drug law, it's mostly state and local people, but they're not the ones doing the raids. The reason why they're raiding these people, and Richard Lee in Oakstra Dam, they were behind Prop 19 in California. He was the guy who did that. The reason that they're doing this is because if a state goes in full rebellion against the federal government, they don't have enough guns for that fight.
Speaking of guns, you are a libertarian. You're a classic libertarian all the way down the line, right?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know what the libertarian position is on guns. And there's been a huge increase in demand and sale of guns this year. What's your position?
I am all in favor of people buying and selling things, for crying out loud. Libertarians are about rights, not products, necessarily. So we believe that the Second Amendment, and so does the Supreme Court now believe that the Second Amendment is an individual right and should be recognized
as such. And what restrictions should be allowed to be placed on gun ownership?
As little as humanly possible. There's no evidence to support the idea that gun ownership correlates with higher crime rates in this country.
It actually correlates with lower crime rates in this country. And by the way, around the world, this is the most peaceful period in the history of the planet. You know, less murders, less crime in general.
We've seen, in addition to the Supreme Court rulings in the last two decades, open carry laws have passed in something like 40 states.
40 states.
Yeah, we're seeing our gun sales soaring now, and the stocks that go along with it.
Huge.
Right, and some of that is political, too. I mean, during election years in 2008 and also right now, people are freaking out over Obama, I think ridiculously, because he's not going to touch guns, because politicians have learned when they try to curtail gun rights, they lose.
Right, we've asked you in the past, your favorite Beatles song was in the acid period. Favorite Rolling Stones song?
You know, I will go with Lovin' Cup off of Exile on Main Street. That's my favorite Stones song, 1972.
Never heard of it. Well, but we do thank you for joining us, Matt Welsh.
Thank you.
Wrong yet again.